lot of people directly impacted that she could bring with her.
In the last 20 seconds, the expansion of these ICE detention centers that you have been fighting all over the country.
Yep. I mean, they want to pop up everywhere. It's just literal warehouses of human suffering. And I'm afraid for this country. I'm afraid for the constituents in my community because he is locking up citizens. And the process to get them out is costly, expensive, and is tearing our communities apart.
Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva, I want to thank you so much for being with us, the first Latina to represent Arizona in Congress. That does it for our show, Democracy Now!, produced with Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheh, Maria Terracena, Nicole Salazar, Sarah Nasser, Trina Nadura. I'm Amy Goodman. This is another edition of Democracy Now!
Kenny?
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College, 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Mahwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
88.7 FM WRHU in Hempstead, New York, 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, and 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio. I'm Ricky Hubert in New York, and you are listening to the One World Community Radio Show. And we are delighted that our guest today is Stephen O'Kay, who is president of the World Kindness Movement. Stephen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak to us today.
It's my pleasure being with you.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Now, before we get into the interview, explain to people what the World Kindness Movement is.
Yeah, World Kindness Movement, just as the name implies, is a body, is more or less like an umbrella body for all kindness-based organizations across the globe. And to take it further, it started just like little ripples when Sage Kaya, who was the then president of the University of Tokyo, had an unpleasant experience. And in his speech in the 60s, he informed the graduates on what to do regarding kindness, that they should practice kindness, whatever. They should put kindness first in whatever they can do. And that was the beginning. That was what led to the formation of World Kindness. And it started in Japan, just like as I earlier mentioned, in 1963, 1964, particularly during the Summer Olympic Games. And that's art, being kindness, being kind to others, became a national slogan in the then Japan during the Summer Olympic. And that led to the formation of Small Kindness Movement. He was the pioneer president of the Small Kindness Movement. And the aim of the Small Kindness Movement is to promote a caring society within the Japan society and across the globe. In 1996, Keisaya Kaya and Watamori, who was a medical doctor by profession, invited other noble personalities across the globe to hold a conference in Tokyo, Japan. In 1997, the declaration to set up World Kindness Movement was signed. One of the surviving founding members of the World Kindness Movement is Mr. Will Glennon. He is an American and a legal practitioner. So he was part of those who signed the declaration in 1997 to set up the World Kindness Movement. And that is the journey so far for the movement.
Stephen, I'm curious, what happened in between the 60s and the 90s so that in 1996 they said, let's formally make a World Kindness Movement and sign a declaration?
Okay. Within the space of 1963 to 1964, the membership grew to 170,000, and they all engaged in kindness activities within Japan. But whereas across the globe, in the UK, in Scotland, beyond their society, they did not take it further than that until 1996, when the first conference was held. And that conference led to the harmonization of all the kindness bodies to become an entity known as World Kindness Movement. And that was how World Kindness Movement came to being in 1997, 20th of September.
What's in the declaration?
Yeah, the declaration was for all the parties, the participants, global kindness meeting in Japan, to have an entity where all the kind that can harmonize all the kindness-based organizations across the globe together. And they all agreed with one voice that to set up the World Kindness Movement.
If you could take us now through, obviously I know it's a long history, but from 1997 to now, what the organization has done. I know a lot of different countries have joined in. There's been council meetings and assemblies. Describe some of the work that you are all doing through the years.
When the World Kindness Movement became an entity, what came to mind, to the mind of the founding members, was for us as a movement to set up a day, to set aside a day where kindness can be fully practiced and declared. And a day was chosen, which is the 13th of November. And every 13th of November, World Kindness Day is celebrated across the globe. And that is one of the achievements of the World Kindness Movement.
Stephen, how did they get the different countries to come together? Because I know it started in Tokyo. How did they expand to sign a declaration?
Yeah, you know, kindness is like a fragrance and it spreads. The then president of Small Kindness in Japan was Dr. Wataru Mori. And he had some network with other kindness-based organizations across the globe. And he personally, on behalf of the Small Kindness in Japan, invited these various personalities from across the countries of the world to engage in a meeting on what can be done to ensure a kinder world. Their interest was to create a kinder world. Beyond that, where the basic fundamental importance would be simple human kindness. And that interest to be part of the history was what led to the conference that was earlier held in 1996 before the 1997 meeting where the declaration was signed by the various countries.
If you could describe the different work that the countries do all over the world that are involved in the World Kindness Movement.
Yeah, thank you. Like for in Nigeria, we are involved in the humanitarian services. We go to the hinterland, to the villages, and to the underprivileged. We impart in their lives and also teach them on what to do in order to be, that is to show acts of kindness, to show empathy to others. So we engage in that, and we also go to the orphanage homes to show acts of kindness to the orphans within the homes. There are others beyond that. We visit hospitals where we discover that people have been there for a while and they couldn't pay all their bills. We ensure that we raise money to pay the bills for those patients in the hospitals. And these are part of what we have done in Nigeria. Also, we have three organizations that are part of World Kindness Movement from Nigeria. And because we have different organizations, we have different activities amongst others, we jointly celebrate the World Kindness Day event. And we jointly also celebrate others that have done real acts of kindness, even though they are not part of our organizations, just to encourage others to equally do likewise, to show kindness to others. And in the United States of America, where we have so many organizations that are part of the World Kindness Movement, prior to this time, we have Live Vest Inside. We also have some other kindness organizations, even Rotary International for the disabilities. People with disabilities, we have them as part of our broad-based organizations under the World Kindness Movement. So they have their own different roles and activities in their various countries. So the activity of World Kindness Movement and the members of World Kindness Movement differs from country to country. So it's not clear. We don't have one particular organization that is being done by others, other than us to showcase our acts of kindness and also celebrate the World Kindness Movement. Daily basis with a central team. We normally have central team for the year. And every activity done by the various organizations revolves around the central team for the year. For instance, during the COVID era, we have pandemics. We have done kindness matters in the past. And everything revolves around acts of kindness. So that is what I can say about the movement and all the organizations within.
We should also mention for the audience that you are recording and you are based in Nigeria. How did you find the World Kindness Movement?
Thank you for that question. Well, I was not the pioneer member of the movement when it was set up. I had a mentor in the person of late Dr. Ade Adenekon. Ade Adenekon was the president of Pan-African Reconciliation Center. And also one of the bastion of kindness in Africa. He was the one that introduced the World Kindness Movement to Nigeria and to Africa at large. So it was my encounter with Dr. Ade Adenekon that exposed me to the movement and made me to know the objective of the movement and be part of the World Kindness Movement in the year 2004. And since then, I've not looked back because I discovered that it is human to be kind. And I believe that there is seed of kindness in every man, no matter, even those that seem cruel. When you return acts of kindness for their cruelty, there is tendency for them to emulate acts of kindness, because it has a ripple effect in the society. So that was my belief, and that was what spurred me to be part of the movement. Since my joining the movement in 2004, I've never regretted part of the movement. When Dr. Adenekon died in 2014, I had the privilege to be part of the attendee in the conference in Hong Kong, China. And while in China, I became part of the International Council to represent Africa. And from then, God has helped me this far to be the president at this period. I was one time secretary and one time vice president before I became the president of the World Kindness Movement. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Now, you were on the International Council in China. You went to that meeting. Describe the work of the International Council, because it has to be, when you have people from the United States and Nigeria and China and Australia and the United Kingdom all coming together, describe what that kind of meeting is like and the ideas going back and forth. That has to be interesting. Because you said it's everywhere, the approach.
Yeah, thank you. Now, the World Kindness Movement, we have different bodies. We have the executive bodies. There is the president, the vice president, the secretary, the treasurer. These are the executive body, that is the office holders. Why the International Council is more or less like lawmakers. But the office holders are also part of the International Council. So as a member of the IC, it's for you to look inward, to know what and what is not is good for the movement. For instance, as a member of the IC, I moved a motion that the World Kindness Movement should have a regional bodies in the various continents. And that became part of us. Like in Africa, we have Workiness Africa. That it encompasses kindness-based organizations who are part of the Workiness movement in Africa. And within the Africa, because we have our own peculiar problem, we have our own peculiar situation, we have the ability to be able to know what is best for Africa and how we can go about it, showing and sowing the seed of kindness within Africa. So we rub minds together and share ideas on the best way to go in the movement. The same goes with others. The International Council is just like the legislative body of the movement, is to make laws, is to ensure that, is to ensure good governance. And part of the work of the International Council is for us to be part of different committees. We have the World Kindness General Assembly different committee. We have the Communication Committee, and the responsibility of the Communication Committee are to disseminate information to the larger society regarding the activity of the movement. We have the strategic committees. We look at areas where we can make impacts in acts of kindness. We also have governance committee. That is where there are lacunas within the statutes of the movement. The governance committee comes in to ensure that the voids are filled. And we also have we have other committees. We have committees that are involved in we also have committee that what can be done if we have a central event. So the committees are also responsible for that, and they are also part of the strategic committee. So these are the various committees and the works of the International Council. Thank you.
Stephen, you mentioned the events that you do and the planning of it. That has to take a lot of time. Describe the events that the World Kindness Movement executes to further their mission.
Like I did mention, I said World Kindness Movement, we, as a movement, we are not directly involved in activities. Now, as a movement, what we do is this. We inspire the art of kindness, and we engage in the art of kindness through our members. We also ensure that they do what they ought, they should do as a kindness-based organization. So these are part of the things that we do. Now, in doing that, we encourage both governmental and non-governmental to be involved. And how do we encourage the to engage in act of kindness? We set up what we refer to as the kindness cities. And we test run that in Australia during the World Kindness General Assembly in Australia. And the city of Gold Coast was the first city to be proclaimed. And we ensure that the lawmakers, the executive bodies of the various councils, and amongst others, to engage in acts of kindness to ensure that their city becomes kindness city. And we have different parameters for in engaging the various city to become a kindness city before the declaration. And these are part of the things that has actually worked for us. In the US, 2017, the city of Laguna was declared as a kindness. So we have others being involved, and we also have different interests from across the globe wanting to be part of the kindness city. Then during our General Assembly, we ensure that members, they present their reports on what they have done in the various countries, their activities as a part of the World Kindness Movement. So invariably, we work through the various organizations under our foot.
Now, describe, you are the president of the World Kindness Movement. Describe how you became the president and what that entails. Do you get to go see everything all over the world? What do you do?
In 2014, when I became part of the member of the IC, and that was what geared me towards the various activities. And I was actually assigned with various role as a member of the IC. And as a member of the IC, I was the leader of the governance body. And through my leadership in the governance body, I was able to understudy and understand what it entails to inspire kindness, to engage, to ensure that the world become a kinder place. And through the various policies that we also sponsored, I was able to understand much of that. Now, in 2017, prior to that time, 2014, I was a member of the IC. In 2017, I was voted to be part of the executive bodies. Firstly, as the vice president of the World Kindness Movement. That was in South Korea, in Seoul, in South Korea. I was voted to be the vice president under the presidency of Christina Milani from Switzerland. However, in 2018, we had some issues. The then secretary, who was from Netherlands, Gabriela Van Rich, resigned her position as the secretary general. But because we need somebody that is capable, competent, that could drive the movement, because the powerhouse of the movement is the secretary general's office, I volunteered to step down from being the vice president, and I became the secretary of the movement. In the General Assembly in Switzerland in 2021, I was voted to be the substantive secretary of the movement. After acting for over a year, I was voted to be the substantive secretary. Why in 2022, I was elected to be the president of the World Kindness Movement. And to God be the glory, I have steered the ship of this world, the World Kindness Movement, for 4 years. So by the end of the year, I will be handing over after to tenure as the president to the incoming president of the movement after the General Assembly.
You said something interesting about being on the board and inspiring acts of kindness. What do you think it takes to inspire an act of kindness in somebody in all your years in the organization and now as the president?
Now, what it takes to inspire acts of kindness? You know, just like as I mentioned earlier, that there is seed of kindness in every man. Now, to inspire acts of kindness, it doesn't take much. Even sharing a cup of coffee is an act of kindness. When somebody is a bully and you don't bully back, rather you express love and joy and show kindness, that you are invariably, we are inspiring acts of kindness. When you give to the poor and you are not expecting anything in return for what you are giving, you are also showing to others an example of kindness. So there are some little things that you can do that you may not really think that is worth it, but others may see it as a big deal, and they will be inspired by that. And more so, like in this part of the world, in Nigeria and other parts, we also do, we engage in seminars amongst others for free. And we tell people about what we have done. And we also celebrate others who have done acts of kindness so that others who may have the mindset or wrong mindset or feel that, oh, there is no reward, nothing, or they are just seeking for reward for everything, they will know that there are more to being kind than just getting a reward for whatever you do. So these are part of the little things that we do as individuals. And even as an organization, like for instance, in Nigeria, we have raised money within our purse as individual member of our entity in Nigeria, just to show a kind of cause to those who could not pay the hospital bills. And we offset the bills without even knowing them. And some wrote back to us expressing their gratitude. But what we said to them was that we have paid it forward and paid forward, that they should also do likewise to others, even no matter how small it may be, that by doing that, it will also have a ripple effect on the society. And that has really become our slogan, that whatever we do, somebody has paid for it. And we also need to pay it forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I know you mentioned before that there are themes to every year with the World Kindness Movement. What is the theme for 2026?
2026. The theme for this year, 2026, is Kindness Matters. We are repeating that, though we've done it before. That was prior to the General Assembly in Australia. But why we choose Kindness Matters is because of the fact that we've seen so many conflicts across the globe, and we've seen some consequences of those conflicts. And we believe that when the slogan Kindness Matters and encouraging others to show kindness and also engaging in kindness, believing that kindness is what matters to humans, even to animals, even to our environment, then there will be that tendency that the world will become a kinder place. Just like what Sage Kaya said in 1963, say be kind to others. And that became a slogan. So we want Kindness Matters to go viral so that it will be on the lips of everyone that kindness indeed matters. Thank you.
For a reminder to our listeners, you're listening to One World Community Radio, and we're so glad you're here. And we are joined by Stephen O'Kay, who is the president of the World Kindness Movement. And we were just talking about how kindness matters, which is the theme of the World Kindness Movement for 2026. Now, Stephen, you said you want Kindness Matters to go viral. Do you think it's harder to mount a message of positivity in the time of social media when people see a lot of dark things online? Do you think it's harder? Do you think it's easier? How has it changed how you guys approach your mission? Because you said you're repeating the theme, and the world, everyone keeps saying the world is getting darker and darker. So how do you kind of combat that?
Thank you. Now, we know that we live in an era where good neighborliness is no longer the in thing. And we have a lot of grudges across the globe, from governmental to non-governmental. And people don't care about others. Now, the intent of the World Kindness Movement, particularly in this global slogan of Kindness Matters, is to shine the light of kindness across the globe. Shine the light of kindness on the bullies. Shine the light of kindness on those that feels that they don't care about kindness. All they care about is self. Shine the light of kindness in our society. And we know that when it goes viral, we'll see that it will be in this dark world. that indeed kindness matters. And if every one of us, if we are engaged in acts of kindness, and every one of us, we sow that seed of kindness to other, on others, and also we also involve in acts of kindness to our society, to our environment, to those that we feel doesn't matter to us, indeed, the world will become a better place for us. And that is what the founding fathers of the World Kindness Movement actually wanted. They wanted a better life for the incoming generation. And they wanted a kinder generation where lambs and lions can eat grass. And they wanted a kinder place for a living, a kinder society, a kinder environment, a kinder world globally. So when this slogan goes viral on kindness matters and is on the lips of everybody, the consciousness to be kind will be there. So that is the intention of the World Kindness Movement in the year 2026, that it should go viral. Thank you.
Now, at the end of the calendar year, you celebrate World Kindness Day, which is November 13th. That was something that was founded by the World Kindness Movement. Describe that day, but describe we're doing this in February. Describe how World Kindness Day, the message and the work, can be done all year long. It doesn't have to be World Kindness Day.
Yeah. Like I did share with some of my members, I said, a day is not enough for us to celebrate acts of kindness. Though we have 13th of November as the name, as the date that is recognized globally as World Kindness Day. But to some of us, we do celebrate Kindness Week. And now we also have other bodies like Rotary Foundation celebrating February for their own for kindness engagement. And we also, we joined the Rotary to celebrate that as well. Now we want, we believe that kindness should be celebrated every day. It's not something that will be tied to a particular day of the year, but the essence of having a day recognized is for us to show the essence of being kind to our society, being kind to others, and be kind to our generation. So the date is significant, but generally, everyone should celebrate kindness on a daily basis.
You mentioned earlier you've been a part of the movement since 2004. How have you seen it grow and expand in the last 22 years?
Now, when I became part of the movement, Nigeria was the only country in Africa that was part of World Kindness Movement. And I also recall my first meeting in Hong Kong, China. Few countries were represented. There were not much, were about 20 countries represented in Hong Kong. Now, as of today, though the World Kindness Movement have been decentralized, so it's no longer on country basis, but we have organizations. Every organization that are involved in acts of kindness should be part of the movement. Now, on country basis, today, the World Kindness can boast of about 40 countries across the globe, where we have spread of organizations that are part of the movement. In Africa, we have about 7 countries that are part of the World Kindness Movement. The same goes with others. Even in the Latin America and others, we have countries. We have Brazil, Mexico, and other countries as part of the World Kindness Movement. We have organizations within those countries.
And I'm curious, through the years, can you tell some of the stories of people who've been impacted by the World Kindness Movement, like the people in the orphanage, things you've seen firsthand where you've seen how effective the work of your organization truly is?
Within our country here in Nigeria, just like I did mention earlier, that when we engage in kinder acts by paying the bills of some patients within the hospital who could not afford to pay their bills, some wrote back to us and they were happy. Some even sent flowers and special cards to our office to express their gratitude to the movement. Some even volunteered to be part of the organization in Nigeria as a volunteer, that whenever we have programs, we have events, and we want to do a lot of activities, they will be very much available to do that. When we had the Feed the Poor campaign, we had so many other persons who were not part of the organizations coming out to volunteer to be part of the donors, volunteer to be part of those that we engage in the feeding of the urchins in the streets. And I believe that if we had not done something meaningful in their lives, they would not have had the gall to be part of the movement today. And that same story is across the globe. Like, for instance, in India, we had so many. It started with just about United Kindness, led by Nirmala, our former president, Nirmala Mehendi. Started just like, oh, let's start a movement. But today it has grown to become a movement in India. The same with NEN's role in the United States of America, in San Diego. So we have different stories across the globe regarding what they have done and how the acts of kindness have been able to shape in the society where the organizations are based. And I believe that is the same kindness stories with other kindness movements, though not part of the World Kindness Movement. So that is the essence and the effect of kindness in the society. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Like you said before, it's a ripple effect, which is what was the whole idea back in the 60s, and it seems to be actually working now with people joining after being impacted by the movement.
Absolutely.
Now, if you could describe, we describe the impact on the people that you work for and you do things for. What is the impact of the World Kindness Movement on your life, and how has it changed your worldview?
When before I became part of the World Kindness Movement, what led me to it? I'm a legal practitioner. I'm a lawyer by profession. My mentor had a litigation issue with another individual. And when I saw what was happening and the kind of matters in court and much others, and I know the cost implication of all that, I advised the parties arbitration and reconciliation. And I initiated that and ensured that they became friends again. And it was that endeared me to my mentor, that he felt is something that would lead to a lot of conflagration, and that would have led to the relationship being severed. But I was able to cement the relationship and ensure that despite all the issues that they had while the matter was in court. And that was what brought me to the movement. And to me, as a person, being part of the Wokeness movement has really helped me a great deal. First, to know the essence of showing kindness to others. Though I know what is to be kind, but from the various experience, stories about kindness and what others have done, it inspired me the more to do an act of kindness, to show kindness to others. And even where I am today in my city, I have my office and I also have my organization office. And we render some of our matters pro bono to those that we know they are indigent, so that they will not suffer much loss. So that is how far I've benefited. And I know that when you sow a seed of kindness, there you experience indescribable joy, because when you feel good when you do good. So that alone has really helped me without expecting anything in return. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. When you do good, you feel good. That's excellent. As we're about to wrap up here, do you have anything on the horizon in 2026 that our listeners should know about for the World Kindness Movement?
Yeah, for the World Kindness Movement, we are already gearing towards having our General Assembly. In November, one of my organization had a kindness conference in Bangladesh, that is Shoma Foundation, invited other members from across the globe and some non-members of the movement from other parts of the world. And so much were discussed during that event. Though I was not there physically, I received the reports of the conference. And for the year 2026, we are already joined towards having our General Assembly in this year, 2026. Though we have not gotten a country that will host us for the year 2026. And more so, we also intend to achieve much by encouraging other members of other organization that is a kindness-based organization to be part of the World Kindness Movement. Because we believe that the larger the merrier. And if we have so many members of that is a kindness-based organization as part of the movement, we have more ideas to share. We have more networking. And we have a lot of things to do together. So that is what I believe. In 2026, I am very certain that before the 20th of November, the World Kindness Movement and all the members, we have a lot of other engagements to do. Thank you.
And Stephen, before we go, we should remind people the World Kindness Movement is non-political, non-religious. It's for everybody.
Absolutely. It's non-political. It's not religious. We are different persons, whether Muslim, Christians, and we are not religious based. So we don't entertain anything religious. So we believe that once you are able to show that you are a kindness-based organization, and we have seen the works and we know what the organization is engaged in, then we believe that, okay, the organization is fit and proper to be part of the World Kindness Movement. So we have that as our policy. So it's non-political. Though we also engage governmental organizations, but we are not governmental.
Is there any takeaway that the listener should have from this interview before we let you go?
Yes. The take-home point for the listener is that every act of kindness that you sow, it returns back to you because it has a ripple effect. And when you sow kindness, definitely you must reap kindness. And the kindness that you show to others will be returned back to you in thousandfold. So I will encourage that let us join hands together to make the world a kinder place.
Very quickly, though, before you go, if people want to find out more about the World Kindness Movement, where can they go to? The website?
Yes, our website is www.theworldkindnessmovement.org. We also have our LinkedIn. We are also on LinkedIn. We are on Instagram. On LinkedIn is Kindness Movement, World Kindness, WKM Movement. That is WK Movement. That is on our LinkedIn. Then we are on Instagram. So we are on all the social medias. You can search us out, the World Kindness Movement, and you see the page of the World Kindness Movement on Facebook. And you also see some of our activities. That is the organizational activities on the Facebook and on our website. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen, so much for all the work that you're doing, for coming on our show today. Really do appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. And thank you so much, Mr. Albert.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to the One World Community Radio Show on 88.7 FM, WRHU Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, and 89.5 FM Bush Radio Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio. I'm Ricky Huber in New York. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to One World Radio, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio Hofstra University, Hempstead, New York. We thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you next week as we celebrate the power of radio in our one world. Tot ziens, jylle.
can go anywhere we want, do whatever we want to do. Run and laugh and hide and seek, or stay a while or fly and free. It's all up to you.
Nothing.